The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Jonathan Healy in for Ciarán this evening on The Hard Shoulder. Well, as we have been hearing, the Democrats are pressing ahead with the indictment, the impeachment against Donald Trump, accusing him of all sorts relating to the insurrection that happened last week on Capitol Hill when dozens and, well, many more Trump supporters stormed the US Capitol, breaking windows and temporarily occupying the Senate chamber. Just before that impeachment news came through, I spoke with Pastor Mark Burns. Now, he was labelled by Time magazine as Donald Trump's top pastor for his sins and named one of the 16 people who shaped the 2016 presidential election. I began by asking him about his attendance at that demonstration last week before the Capitol building was stormed, and asked him to describe what he saw.
Well, Jonathan, first of all, let me just say this to the great people of Ireland. You know, what took place at the Capitol riot is a catastrophe. I mean, it is something that should have never happened. And I fully condemn the actions of those that forcibly entered our nation's capital. They cannot say that they are patriots, because true patriots would never sack our capital. True patriots of America would defend our capital to the death. And that does not represent the true American values. I was there, as you said, Jonathan, for 2 days, 3 days prior to this event. As people begin to gather, I spoke as one of the main speakers at this event, and myself, you know, Rudy Giuliani and Roger Stone and others who were there to help lend their voice and have a peaceful protest, which our Constitution allows us to have. There was no sense of violence. There was no sense of a gathering storm that was about to take place. You know, again, I've been with the president for 5 years, and all the speeches and all the towns and cities that we've traveled to in the last 5 years, I've never been motivated to attack anyone based off of what the president was speaking. I'm very perplexed and sad.
I appreciate that's your position. But when you hear language that came from Donald Trump, like, you'll never take back our country with weakness, you have to show strength, you have to be strong, to a group of people who were very angry and who feel they had been disenfranchised. And then Rudy Giuliani said, let's have trial by combat. Many people would consider that to be incendiary language that then fueled those who went on to commit the acts that you're so appalled by.
Well, Jonathan, you know, for people to think that really don't know the history of America, I mean, so many great leaders have used very similar language just like that. Give me liberty or give me death, from the Revolutionary War. Even President Reagan himself declared that we as America would have to declare peace by showing strength, strong for strength.
Yes, but does that ignore the context, though, Pastor Burns, that this was a group who were there, many of whom, it could be argued, had been prone to violence in the past because of their affiliations? Not all, absolutely not all, but that perhaps it was the flame to the tinderbox.
Well, I don't think that's the case. I can simply say that we can't control every supporter of President Trump or the conservative movement or the MAGA movement or the Republican movement, just like Hillary Clinton could not control those radicals of the Black Lives Matter movement. I mean, to me, I think we should be asking the very same question. Why was Maxine Waters able to say, if you see a Trump supporter, attack them? I mean, she is a sitting U.S. Congresswoman from the great state of California, but yet we are not at all discussing any of that.
Okay.
To help stand, we should be talking about those violence just as much as we're talking about these acts of violence under Donald Trump.
As a man of religion, as a man of the cloth, did you take it upon yourself when you saw this violence unfolding to try and intervene, to tell people not to do this? Because you had the microphone on the stage, you would have had the respect of that audience. Did you try and stop the storming of the Capitol?
Well, unfortunately, it didn't happen like that. If I was in a position or if I was on stage, I mean, to be honest with you, I was scheduled to speak at an event at the Capitol. Had this happened during that time period, that would have been a perfect time to shout to the people, to not do this. If I was up there in that chaos, I would have most definitely been instructing those people as a leader of this movement to stop right where you are, because this is not America. Okay. The world is watching, but that, unfortunately, that wasn't the case. But having given a chance, I would have done that. Absolutely, John.
Can I ask you, as somebody who met Donald Trump, who has campaigned with Donald Trump and has met the man and knows him well, do you consider him a Christian man?
I do. I can tell you that for a firsthand experience, that he has given his heart to Jesus Christ. He has re-given his heart to who we consider the Messiah, Christ, our Messiah. Does he need to develop as a child of God? Absolutely. The Bible says that we all seek out our own salvations. And so he's still a Christian, but is he qualified to teach about his Bible study? Well, absolutely not. He's a Christian who is developing and strengthening and getting stronger every day. And I can tell you this firsthand, his faith is getting stronger.
Right, okay. He did hold the Bible upside down when he took a photo call outside during the Black Lives Matter movement. A question I feel I have to ask you, because people will want me to ask it, Pastor Mark Burns, is do you feel that Donald Trump may have been using you as a religious figure when he's not very Christian as a means to an end? And how have you managed to reconcile that in your own head, that you and other Christians are not being used by a man who's desperate to hold on to power?
Well, you know, I don't see that I'm being used in the sense that you are describing it. I think we all are being used. You, Jonathan, as a radio presenter, are being used to promote your radio broadcast and the powers that be that control it. But that is your gift. That is your talent. God gave you that gift. He didn't give that gift to me. He gave it to you. So you are being used to facilitate that assignment. I have a certain gift. I can speak. God gave me that ability. I can preach. I can write sermons. I have a pastoral shepherd's heart. That's my gift. God gave it to me. So therefore, I am using those gifts for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we all, to a certain degree, are being used, but not in a sense that you are describing it like a slave, okay, so to speak. No, I am happy to utilize my gifts for the message.
I've never seen you preach. I've no understanding really of how your church works, but my understanding of Christianity as it is, limited as some might view it, is that the church, God's church, is open to all. By becoming Donald Trump's pastor, is there a risk that you are alienating others from joining your church and that your church will have become somewhat polarized by association with such a controversial figure, excluding those who could otherwise benefit from your pastoral care?
Well, you know, again, you can't control anyone's like or dislike. I mean, Ronald Reagan made it very clear by saying 33% of people hate you, 33% of people love you, and 33% of the people haven't decided if they need you or not. And if they need you, then they'll like you. If they don't need you, or when they don't need you, they'll disconnect from you. I can't control what others believe. But what I can simply say is, if what my relationship with President Trump has been this, no matter how hard, this what it should communicate to any person that comes to my church, no matter how low you might go or how high you might go, your pastor will stick by your side. If you committed a capital crime, your pastor, Pastor Mark Burns, will never abandon you like others might have. And so that's what should communicate. That's what a true pastor is supposed to be.
Okay, well, and you're definitely sticking by Donald Trump after everything that has gone on. Pastor Mark Burns, thank you so much for joining us on The Hard Shoulder this evening. Let's go to the newsroom. Eamon Torsey is there. Good evening, Eamon.